Why, hello again.
Hi.
There you go. You should say hi when people say hi.
People say hi.
I said hi. Am I not a people?
Well, they didn't say hi.
Well, you can't hear them, honey. They're out in the world. They're listening to us.
Well, they should say hi.
They should. You know, drop us a line. Request a movie. Interact with us. We're very nice people. We're lovely.
Yes.
If this is your first time with us, I'm Jack Banjo.
I'm Lacuna Noir.
And this is User Commentary.
Uh-huh.
Where we bring you a special feature, the Easter egg, if you will, that you didn't know you were missing.
Yep.
Tonight we're going to be doing Chat Room.
Which is admittedly a newer movie, which we swore we'd stay away from, but...
Nobody knows it exists. It's okay.
Yeah, and this is, like, so, like, you know, it's cool because it's kind of, you know, I don't know, it's a B-movie without trying to be a B-movie.
Alright. Also, it's a pain in the ass for any information about this movie.
Because nobody watched it.
Nobody watched it. So, we're going to jump right into the movie. You should have your DVD players on, going through the menu screen, and you're hitting play right on now,
yes.
Just like I am. It's cool to be like me. It's nice with the cool kids. Maybe the future presentation logo.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
It's kind of boring when you think about it. It's like one of those things on DVDs where I've never really understood is why once you get to the menu screen, you have to go through...
Hoops.
Yeah, all the hoops. You get through things like, oh, hey, you know, you couldn't do this prior.
Well, maybe they still want to make sure you want to watch this movie.
It's like your bail out now option.
Right. Like, you could still go home.
Yes.
You could still, ooh, this is a foreign film!
Yes, it's from the UK. It's not really, you know, I guess it's foreign in so much as it's,
A foreign film?
Yeah, you know, not from the United States, yes.
Well, it's a foreign film.
Yes, sure, let's go with that. Yes. Awesome. And it's, again, you know, you see the title screen, and look, it's a chat room! It's so edgy. Again, this is the other reason that we were okay with doing this one, because it's kind of outdated already. I mean, really, he uses chat rooms.
I have an internet boyfriend.
In the chat room?
Uh-huh. I met him in the chat room.
You would. It's okay. I know you don't get out much, the whole fishtail and all. It's quite alright. Let's see.
I wonder if this is going to be a heartwarming romantic tale.
I don't know. I think when the place, the chat room, is really looks like one of the more run-down, like, ghetto hotel rooms ever, I'm pretty sure you can probably say not going to be a heartwarming cuddle flick. Not to say you can't watch it with a significant other that you may or may not want to, nail like a board to the doors in a hurricane.
Say?
I don't know.
Oh, barely legal.
Yeah, apparently a bunch of sex chat places. He's like, hey, people are getting their digital freak on. But not. Because he's not looking for that, obviously.
Oh, he's too cool for that.
Yeah, he has found. What? An empty room.
Oh my god, I could steal this.
Or
I thought, wait, what do I have? I have a stencil. Yes.
In the real world, when you, like, create a room, you just really, digital aspect of you find a door and you spray paint onto it.
Yeah. This is how you would squat, you know? I'm told.
Yeah. About
right.
Chelsea teens, whatever the fuck that means. Those of you who may or may not be listening from the UK, leave us a note.
I know this. I've been studying.
I'm going to presume it's a place and not a bunch of chicks named Chelsea.
It is a place. It is the guy who found me told me about it. It's a place.
It's a place unlike any other. where the cyber dogs roam wild and zucchinis are plentiful.
And the girls wear their pants around their ankles, apparently.
Yes. And you get a fish in the bag. And you carry it into the crowded chat rooms. Fortunately...
You take your fish. You see?
Yes.
You take your fish.
Well, definitely, it trying to read scroll in chat rooms is definitely as awkward
sort
as all
of like this.
Yes. I have always been grateful that I don't have to go down the hall with the slew of people.
Yes.
Mostly because chat rooms would die out because they're atrocious and horrible.
Yes, well, they have. You just said they did.
No, I said they're mostly archaic. People don't use them. And look, you got
a dude.
Mousy little guy dude. little rat bastard.
Hey, look, it's a girl.
Imogen Poots.
Yay.
Yes. You might remember her from our last movie, Fry Tonight.
Wait, is Jerry the Vampire gonna show up?
No, I think he's from the UK, but he's not in this movie because he's not a teenager.
He's not paid to act?
Right, he's not paid to act in this movie, and he looks young enough to be a teenager in this movie.
Oh, wait, I know this. Wait, Cassie, from Skins, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Her hair's all different, it's like flat and stuff.
Well, apparently that's when you start eating food.
Or when you start going out of chat rooms.
Oh, and that's the
token black guy?
Yeah, from the same series that she was in, I think.
Yeah, one of the rapping kids?
Yeah, one of the ones that could barely speak English.
Yes.
Yeah, they were all like, bros!
Yeah, wasn't their dad like Jamaican then or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bit weird.
Really awkward getting to know everybody. Seems like, you know, I just randomly walk into a place, and then we start talking with people.
And it's like that first day of kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Which is like
the only kindergarten I've ever seen is the bad seed, though. So that ends poorly for everyone.
Kindergarten ends poorly for everyone. That is in fact correct. Because then you go on to the first grade.
And
yeah. Problem
I've never seen the first grade.
Yeah, it's okay.
They don't have movies about the first grade.
Yes. Now, the big problem with this thing is, ultimately, if chat rooms were, in fact, like the empty rooms that you walked into and talked to people, it would be far more intimidating because they wouldn't be words on the screen.
Well, there's... Ooh!
Yes.
Wait, is that, the wizard lady?
No, that's not J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
It's something completely different. And look, Claymation.
I love Claymation.
Yes. It's very, dark and dreary. You know, both Black Plague.
Oh, well, that's always dark and dreary.
Pustules. Now, to be perfectly honest, at any same point in time, this really should be the key to something fucked up is happening. And he's got a time cape?
Yes. And Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking
awesome.
Has a serum.
I love this guy.
Einstein. For the life of me, I just don't really understand this whole thing. And I think this actually sets the tone for the rest of the movie of what the fuck? Really.
Why does no one notice?
Right.
I think it's just because, like, Cassie is still high on drugs from the last show she was in.
You are aware that these actually don't carry over. The actors don't carry over their character traits from one show to the other, typically.
Damn it.
So, she's not Cassie.
She is.
She's just some chick in this who happens to be the same actor.
No. She is. She is Cassie.
And obviously this guy's trying too hard to impress them by doing digital handstands.
And it works.
Yes. I know if I go online, I can type, does a handstand, and there's absolutely no way on this green earth I'm going to be doing a handstand.
And I would be doing a handstand.
Jack Banjo? Not athletic. Not the gymnast. Nor am I Batman. And the sheer awe is what really gets me. Yep. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
There's lots of talking.
Lots of talking. Lots of sitting around and talking. When they do things like this, it's pretty much a good time to, you know, go grab a snack, find some stuff. Speaking of snacks, I think we're going to get a snack.
No.
Okay.
Bad for talking.
Yeah. It's just there's really not much to say about this movie. It does it all on its own. Like, look. Watch him.
Yeah, I want to know how she's doing it on her phone.
She has a super mega awesome smartphone of Doom.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like a smartphone.
Yeah. You notice both the girls are on phones.
Yeah.
The guys are on actual computers.
Yeah.
To figure that one out. This is like the biggest pill bottle ever.
Well, it signifies that he's really messed up.
And also, he has two different colored pills from the same bottle.
What is he taking?
I don't know. Something.
Don't you know?
I wasn't paying attention. I didn't really pay attention to the pills he takes, except for the one's green, one of the yellow. They're completely different colors.
Maybe he just keeps them all in the same bottle for ease of carry?
Maybe. Oh, look.
I want her to be my mom.
Oh, you probably appreciate her more than her son does.
Can I go live with her?
No. She's fictional.
I want to go live with the actress that plays her.
That's a different story, and she might be a little creeped out by it.
She will give me food.
Yeah, I would give you food too, but you're like, oh no, we can't talk about movies with food in our mouth. It's rude.
It's not rude.
It's not good for talking.
Yeah.
Imogen Poots would be okay. If we ate food.
Imogen Poots would also be okay if Jerry the Vampire showed up right now.
And killed the rest of the kids in the chat room, probably.
No. These ones right here. She would be overjoyed. I don't think she likes them.
Well, yeah, she's like the little apostle rich girl thing. Just hates her friends and wants to be normal, but she's stuck in her little world.
It's the Sword of Destiny room.
Yes. When you go and you have your, like, MMORPG sort of thing. There, he's like, oh, I'm playing with you, but I'm actually checking out your sister.
Who is, like...
Who's supposed to be, like, 11. Now, she does not look 11.
No.
Another one of those things, like, really, you kind of, if you're going to do that, you kind of want to play it up a little bit.
You, like, actually want to get a girl who looks the part? Like, maybe... Earthlings are weird, though, I've noticed.
What have you noticed?
No one looks what they... Like, I've noticed some of the teenagers on shows look like some 30-year-olds.
Because they are 30.
Okay. But I've also noticed, like, some of the teenagers look like teenagers.
Because they are teenagers.
But outside.
Yes.
But I've also noticed, like, some of the teenagers on the outside look like 30-year-olds.
Because they are 30.
No.
Yes.
But I don't get it.
No, pretty much in... When it comes down into, like, the real world is that teenagers want to be like the teenagers they see on TV, who are often portrayed by people in their 20s, 30s, who happen to look younger. So people have unexpected, unrealistic expectations about how they should look. Like, oh my god, my body is so weird. Oh my god, I have no boobs. I'm like 14. Well, you know what? That's okay. It's okay. You're not awkward. You're just trying to, you know, match up with a 22-year-old girl. You're not 22. Give it 8 years, you'll be fine. That's how the world is. It's kind of fucked up.
Okay.
Especially when your movies are talking about, oh my, hey, teenagers are fucking each other. You don't want a bunch of teenagers pretending to fuck each other because apparently it's a big deal.
But I don't think I look how I'm supposed to look.
That's a really big bundle of trouble I'm not going to touch. Yes, we'll stay away from that one. That's a trap. Because you look fine, and hey, look, there's the Condoleezza Rice.
Yes.
Yeah, I like how everybody has their own chat room. And they still go to, like, the group chat room.
Yes.
So they just hang out in their own chat room, and until everybody else is on, they go into, like, you know.
Well, I think this would be, like, personal AM.
Maybe. But then there's a lot of people in her personal IMs, so either her IMs mean she's a whore, or it's not as personal as you think. Like, this is her chat room, and people come in and mill about, and nobody goes to her, the other girl's chat room, because it's all boring,
it's
full of Condoleezza Rice in it.
And other Republican women.
Yeah. All the women getting in.
I've won the word Republican this week.
Yeah, did you also learn that what it means?
Bad person.
Well, that's a nicer definition than I've heard recently, so that's pretty good. But we're not going to bring politics into user commentary because we are for everyone.
Yes, even if you are Republican.
Liberal, Republican, black, not black, Jewish, not Jewish, Neptunian, not Neptunian, Terran, Brazilian, whatever.
Bag puss.
What?
Bag puss.
A bag of puss.
Bag puss.
You know, more food to be eaten out of, like, aluminum tins.
Oh, this girl tries to be nice to this dude, I think.
Yeah, well, he's eating out of a tin.
And he's like, I'm being a douchebag.
I got a fish in a bag.
It's kind of like my boyfriend. It's like, I try to be nice to him, and he, like, totally doesn't get it.
And his fish is dead. And he's like, oh no.
Aww.
To be fair, she could have been a lot nicer by not pointing out that the fish was dead.
I'd be, like, trying to save the dead fish.
Yeah.
Live, Fluffy! Live!
At what point in time would this Fluffy be a good name for a fish? Irony only really goes so far. Oh, look.
You'd be very surprised how frequently fish are named Fluffy.
Like, as often as,
especially when they come from mixed homes.
Yeah, as long as Cassie is on the party chat room while she's on her phone, hanging out with the young Republicans and the old Republicans and doing things. Yeah, I don't think they have, you know, that sort of party dichotomy in the UK.
No, I've heard something else.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's similarities, but no, I think they've got a few more people.
Yeah, I've heard something else.
They have a parliament. It's a thing.
I always feel weird saying the guy who caught me, but the guy who caught me.
The guy who put you in a net and then put you in a bowl and wheeled you over here.
Yes, well, he was, he had his name stolen by a Tea Party member. But I think that's over here. But he was from over there. He sends me emails.
Yeah, tea parties are weird. Sometimes it doesn't ping you up. Sometimes you have to wear a fancy bonnet. Other times... Oh, boy. See, even talking about Republicans starts to put me to sleep. Other times...
Yeah.
All you have to do is just, you know, just hate the right people. And then you can be in a tea party. And look. Pictures.
She's got a book.
Yes.
On her head.
I'm such a model. I'm so pretty. I'm in Virgin Poots.
Why does she have a book on her head?
Because it's cute. And this is when, you know, the douchebag kind of simmers to the surface, you know, more so than before. So when you start putting pictures of your friends on your, like, you know, digital cyber wall, or your quote-unquote friends, and then you start plotting against them.
Yeah.
Something.
That's
about
when you should realize that you're kind of a jerk.
Yes.
But I don't know.
I guess maybe we would take it a whole different spin and he had a... She's been like, you know what?
I'm not gonna do whatever I'm gonna do. I can't exactly remember what happens right now.
She like turns around or something and then he runs like, you know, the Flash. No, I think he just kind of rejects her.
And this is how I always feel. Because, like, I think this is what my online boyfriend always does to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes you to try on clothes and then runs.
No, but he always, like, he never, like, does anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's, like, he's just standing there. And then...
Until he's so hyperventilating and then runs away.
Right. Or, I don't know what he does.
Yeah, she should also have changed faster.
Yeah.
Or had a sales associate, like, glue him to the seat. This movie would have been a whole lot different had he stayed with her, and then, like, oh, hey, we're cool, and then, you know...
He threw the fish into the water.
Yeah.
That's littering.
It's under a bridge.
But it's technically littering.
It'll get eaten by some other carrion fish or something.
But it's technically littering and you're not supposed to do that.
Yes, but it's also technically a fish.
Still.
In the water. Nobody's gonna notice. See, because he get picked up by the cops? No, he's still walking.
He will be.
I don't think he does.
No, he will be.
Last I checked, nobody actually gets picked up by the cops. One guy gets the fuck beat out of him, and that's really about it.
Which one?
You don't remember?
Who has their TV mounted up like they're in that place where you go to get better?
Hospital?
Yes.
People who don't have a place to put their TV, they have a really small TV, and they spend a lot of time in a hospital.
Oh. This movie is the saddest movie ever.
I told you, it's not one of those happy feel-good movies. It's one of those... Oh my god, I'm not gonna slip my wrist movies. Oh my god, I'm not gonna slip my wrist. I'm not gonna slip my wrist movies.
Oh. So maybe we should start making jokes about why this guy is sitting in a room by himself.
Because he needs somebody to talk to, and the only people he thinks he can talk to are fake virtual people who don't want to talk to because they're not around
so
right now.
Sitting in an empty plus chair room?
Yes. Also known as Chelsea Teens. Hanging out, being from Chelsea, and teens.
I still think it would have been better if it's with that letter that goes backwards.
My letter goes backwards.
It looks like an S, but it's backwards.
And pointy?
Yes.
Z?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Good old Z.
I like Z.
Backwards and pointy.
I'm sad that there are no Z's in my name. There should be.
No, that's not my fault.
Well, it is too.
No.
You gave me my name.
I gave you some choices.
No.
Yes.
You said this is your name.
You could have said no.
You
said, ooh, that's a lipstick. I like it.
You spelled it off for refrigerator magnets.
You would too. Because it's a great way to pick out names. You have very little repetition. As long as you can spell things out, you're fine.
Like,
like Scrabble.
What's like Scrabble? What is Scrabble? Is that Scrabble?
No, that's not Scrabble. That's Walking Down the Hall. This is very disco.
Why is he always like got the slick back hair and he's still got a hoodie on?
Because they're showing you that he's the slickster. He's the predator. You Ultimo Quattro.
Yeah, but if I was gonna run around like that, I would at least wear like a leather jacket.
Yeah.
If I was gonna be like that guy, I would be like leather jacket.
I am so badass.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like I'm gonna run around in a hoodie. I'd be like leather jacket.
I forget that they're...
I think they're bullying this kid, and it's weird, because it's like...
Yeah.
They're all just, like, shouting at him.
Oh, that's right.
Like, pick on Wande or something.
Like how it goes into bullet time every so often. It's like, oh no, slow motion insulting.
Super slow-mo insulting. You're a jerk.
Yes, you are.
Your mama smells like haggis.
To be fair, everybody's done that one point in time. If they go to chat rooms, they see that one person there and they go, I'd rather go watch people insult somebody. I don't want to be with that guy.
I've done that a couple times recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been like, I don't want to see that. Yeah, no.
Dog poo.
Yeah.
Breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
All over a car windshield. Like, this is the finest dog poo calligraphy ever.
Well, Cassie was always a perfectionist.
Yes.
I mean, that's part of the reason she had.
I think there's no
anorexia.
Yeah, there's no mistaking what that was. It's bitch in dog poo.
Yep.
And whole gymnastics. Good. Oh, look at that. And she's all up and bendy. And now, the other thing is, like, he's like, what, maybe 17?
Right.
So he's all of 6 years older than her.
Right. Possibly, you know, maybe she's 12. Maybe.
And here he comes. He tells the secret to the one guy you probably don't want to tell your secret to. The fucker. Because, man, that's gonna fuck you. Let's do this conversation. That's what the fuck.
And he's like, I have a big explosion. And this guy is totally looking for Brittany. Or is Brittany. Maybe his name is Franny. You think he would at least try to be a sexier teen?
Yeah. This is creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy how they keep flashing back and forth.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's pedophile-y.
Yeah, but that kind of happens in chat rooms, I think.
Yeah, it happens because people are perverts.
Yeah. I told somebody I was a mermaid once.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out well. They kept saying they wanted to see me do things with fish sticks. And so I was like, I like to eat fish sticks. And they were like, and then they described what they wanted me to do with them. And it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it again.
Oh, and look. Once you get the pervert in,
password.
I've installed the password because I don't have any more perverts walking in.
And the password is Spunk Pony. No, just kidding. It's Sparkle Pony.
The password is not, in fact, hardcore butt sex. That would be a little weird and kind of misleading.
Yeah. And the first thing a pervert would try. As you know. You being our audience, not Jack Banjo.
Yes. Thank you.
Funnies.
And it's just like any time you leave a woman in the house, all the men go outside, do something, all the women stay inside, and shit gets fucked up. Stereotypically, of course. I mean, I've been either way. And then, oh, look at that. You gotta have the chat room. You know, because you can't be talking with friends. You have to actually be working and doing things and not fucking around with your friends with your little lame digital apartment.
Doesn't it sort of make you happy that I can't get out of my bowl?
I'd be more worried about you smacking a bitch.
I do have the undesirable need to, like, color everything orchid.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could want to stab everything that's orchid, and that would be a little more disturbing.
Please, act like I'm that bloodthirsty.
You're not, I'm just saying. There are worse things in the world. Coloring things is fine. Stabbing things is not.
You know what?
And then she turns the corner, and we're back.
Aww.
No, she disappoints me.
Come on, I thought there would at least be a little porn. Come on. Nope. How about some Ultra Spank?
No, you gotta make a
threatening gesture at the door.
Again, viewers, if you haven't seen this movie,
why have
fucking turn off the MP3, watch the movie, then come back, so we can tell you that this is really a big clue in the I'm fucking psycho, I'm probably gonna want to killing my friends video. Yeah.
And then he'd boots still waiting for Jerry to show up.
Yes, she wants out of here. She'll even become a vampire to do so because this movie isn't that bad.
Uh-huh. And they all want to know why their bunnies all over the place.
Because Evan says loving, like, sitting around in the room, chatting.
I want to know why Denizen looks slightly better.
Yeah, they're either the most self-aware teens in the world, or, you know, they're throwing us a bone.
Like, why, Hannibal Lecter is the only one that looks good.
Because everyone else is kind of a little, good call with the Hannibal Lecter comment.
Well, I mean, look at the way he's looking at the guy. He's looking at him like, I can make fish sticks out of your brain.
Yes. It's very, very disturbing.
You would taste good with some custard.
Yes, quite possibly.
And maybe some mayonnaise.
Yeah, like the work. It's definitely, though.
He's looking like, I want to give you a heart.
Yeah, it's
foreign films are weird.
At least it's not French, and then we can, that's in that language we can understand, and then otherwise it'd be bunch of French people sitting around a room talking in a language we don't understand, and we would feel like we're getting spied upon or hatching plots against the viewers.
And there'd be baguettes everywhere.
Yes, baguettes. Oh, baguettes. Alright, so we're currently 33 minutes in.
And nothing has happened.
He's just a douche. He hates his mom. Quentin
Tarantino did direct this movie.
Yes. True.
No.
True fact.
Not really.
Yes, true fake fact. This is a Quentin Tarantino movie. He's kicking the balls.
He wrote it in his off time.
What'd you share with
me? I made these crayon drawings for you. I love them. They're crayon-y.
Yeah.
Okay, he made himself look better, too. I won't take my pills.
Yeah, I don't want to put my pills back in the drawer. I'll throw them away.
I'm going to stare wistfully at this wall.
Yes. You already put so much effort into the wall. The world's just like, stuff. I'm going to copy paste it. This is silly. Let's just see. Watches.
Oh, I love the way you stroke that picture.
Yep.
Yep, I'm stroking that picture real good.
He's like, oh, I'm all home with this picture today. So you can't, it's our friends. Oh, no.
Oh. You could be a professional photo hanger.
So much feng shui put in that one little picture. Constantly touching it, make sure it lines up just right. So you take your kid, now, you know, a thing, which all structured, I was going somewhere with this, and then it went off on the tangent.
Oh, you can't give me the back of the dialogue? You're bad at this game.
I was going off on the perfection thing, and then I got lost and sidetracked.
You can't fake flirt with each other. You're bad.
Oh.
No. More poop?
More poop? Oh no, this is paint.
Oh, I thought it was going to be eggs.
Yeah, nah.
Broad daylight.
She's a vandal.
And she's getting off on it.
Apparently. Yeah, she's having an orgasm from dumping paint. He's having an orgasm from dumping pills.
He doesn't look too orgasmic.
And he's having a painful orgasm. Because that's stuff that keeps him straight.
So I'm so worried that, like, you know, this is... Yeah, I'm so worried that this is how my boyfriend is going to end up. I'm gonna end up, like, you know, in the river somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, nobody's gonna take you to the river.
I don't wanna be killed! No, please! No. Why is he missing his arm?
Because he's trying not to cut himself, but he's like, man, I remember when I was a cutter.
Everything tastes better with Hellmann's.
Even cutting tastes better with Hellmann's. Hellmann's mayo, it brings out the best when you cut yourself. Hey, you're not one of my friends from the chat room. You're a hot Asian chick. But wait, something more interesting here. Go on.
What? Are you going to take off your shirt? Take off your
shirt. Nope.
This is a picture of me. In my school uniform. Do I look better? In my school uniform.
I know, she looks slightly more happy. That's what I know she's about to do next.
I'll open her window?
Open her window, get some fresh air, and then in with her nose, and then out with her entire body.
Whoa! What?
Yep.
I think even he can't believe it.
And I think this is like when it solidifies. Before he was just a bit of a dick.
Is that Suicide Boy? Wait, is that is he on Suicide Girls?
No.
Oh.
Suicide Girls is not, in fact, a website where girls kill themselves.
No. False advertising.
A little bit. The website itself has committed suicide on a couple of occasions. But, nothing has stuck. Nothing that lasts.
Yeah. Jerks.
I know, right?
I look startled that I did it to my own door.
Oh, no. Who would do this? Who would do this horrible thing? Oh, Mom. I'm getting affection.
Aww.
That's gonna have a guilty.
I don't like food.
Oh, and by the way, I'm an old lady. I'm gonna blow you.
Oh, cuddle. Aww.
Yes, these are the nicest and possibly most cuddly sex rooms ever.
Alan, that's the most nice. If he wants to be with a younger girl, why is he with someone who's like...
Oh, you just grab somebody at random.
Old enough to be his mom.
Yeah, just grab somebody and say, oh, hey. You know how this in the typical, coming of age movie, you go see a hooker or something, and just can't do it, I do something
so
to talk.
So today we do it in chat rooms?
Sometimes.
So I'm supposed to just have cyber sex now?
Potentially.
But I'm not ready.
Then you don't have to do it.
But if I don't, my boyfriend will leave me.
You'll be fine.
But he will.
He doesn't deserve you. It's okay. That's why we put things with their names on the back of them. Now we can find them again later. Sometimes we keep them on a string.
Do I write my name on him?
Yes.
So are they trying to wait for somebody in the room or what? I'm confused.
I think it's just waiting.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that last piece was still there, and it seemed a little more like, you know, baiting and trapping. I should have made a key about this whole time in the beginning, like, oh, can't you just think of the thing? It's baiting. Yep, and there we go. Yeah.
Now they're gonna have sex, right? Oh.
Nope. Then he starts, planning to take down one of her quote-unquote friends.
Oh, right.
He just does dick things for everybody. Sometimes the dick thing is directly proportionate to the person. Other times
it spills
over. And how
much he wants to bang them?
Yes. Other times it spills over straight to the, face.
Straight to the face?
Yes. To his face, you know. I mean, to the face, being the face of the person who did it. Mm. He wakes up one morning, like, oh, look at this, my face is melted into itself. All I have is a cradle for eyes.
You're so kind of weird right now.
Yeah. It's a weird movie.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and here comes a tender moment in which we reveal...
Yep.
Hey.
Tender moment of ass beating.
I want to bang your sister.
Is it what? What? Oh, no. Pry it out of him.
Don't do this. Oh, that's gotta be that you're joking. No, I wasn't joking, dude.
There's nothing really you don't really want to get in the way of the fights like this.
But it's okay because I won't do anything because I just told you I don't want to do it, so you can like stop me from doing it, right?
Fuck you, man.
I'm just gonna flick you in the eyes.
And then the beatings.
Yep. And I think he's going through withdrawal.
Of course. He just flushes pills, like...
Right, and I can honestly think that's the worst thing in the world.
Yep, the puking, the dry shakes.
Mm-hmm. All because some guy told him to in a chat room.
Yep.
And people think I'm weird.
Yeah.
And all I do is tell you to watch bad movies. Kind of puts things into perspective, don't it?
Yep.
Watch bad movies, give up your meds. Watch bad movies, give up your meds. Lacuna doesn't sound so bad now, does she?
Nope. And that's where shit starts to get real.
It just got Frandor.
You don't say just got. It's Frandored. Legit just got real. It's like saying the shit just got. It's competitive without that needing to be. I know.
Don't mess with me.
It's okay.
I'm still really worried. This thing is making me increasingly worried that my boyfriend is gonna kill me.
Oh, really? I don't think it's gonna be too much of a problem.
Why? If he kills me, it's your fault.
Yeah.
The sad cowboy!
Yes, this is when we learn the cold, dark secret why Fishboy is...
really, really sad. I'm still really, really sad.
Yep.
And this is also why I'm also really sad about malls. Because I was left alone in a mall.
And what can you really do?
Jack found me in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in the fountain at the mall. By myself.
What do you really want me to do? You can't leave a fish lady in a pond.
Well, you could have, but I was crying.
Yeah, I would have felt like a real jerk.
Yeah. And this whole story is really sad. I almost don't want to crack jokes during it.
Yeah, the sad part is like, it's just what happens to your kid. You think the golden transformation would not. Be audit. Everything. We're saying that with the Elton John sunglasses on.
How so?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I looked over and looked like you had him on.
I was like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. At no point does it look like that.
You guys have an imagination and blurred eyes.
I think you're just tired.
I will. I mean, like I said, this movie is definitely very, sleep-inducing.
I'm still worried that my boyfriend's gonna kill me. I'm so very, very worried that my boyfriend's gonna kill me. Very, very, very worried. I might start having to go into chat rooms with a knife.
I want to make sure.
Chelsea, please don't come after me.
Okay, hey, we're not breaking up the band, we're just putting it on hold for a little bit. Yep.
What band?
Oh, their band, their group, their compatriots.
Why? What band?
The band is a band of brothers, or band of people.
Oh.
Not music band. Not band with my dad where we play the trombone.
You have a band with your dad?
No. Don't ever play the trombone.
Oh.
I know, right? It's a disappointment. Everybody loves the trombone. Trombone, sexiest brass instrument ever.
Well, the brass section is just sexy.
Yep. All that bent tubing.
Yep. Okay, you didn't.
Yep, just a bunch of random staring. More amazing staring and standing
I'm gonna.
You're always have your eyes here, son. I just got off our table from.
I just wanna have like 5 minutes alone with you.
For a sane reason, not for anything suspicious.
Yeah, I just want 5 minutes with you because I'm your mom.
Yes, very British of you.
Well, she would say it like that.
Yeah.
But it's a foreign film.
Very true.
Just like if we were watching a French film, she'd be like, I want
She'd want to try something?
She would want no minutes with him because she's his maman.
Yes. I have so many times it's really just one-on-one in the chat room.
Yes.
The chat room is for like anywhere from like 2 to 30 people, and they're like, hey,
I know, it's just, it's like, how many times have I caught people in a room together?
Right.
It's like, one time, I caught my boyfriend in a room with a guy who was dressed as a girl. He said it was nothing. I don't know.
Right.
Is that normal?
A little bit.
Is it nothing?
Somewhat.
No. I am sad.
What?
I made myself sad, and you're so tired. Aww.
Yeah, you go. It's okay. Like I said.
He sympathy kissed me.
It happens. Because, yeah, this is definitely one of those movies where you're just like, ah. After how awake you are, you try to watch this movie, when you realize exactly what's going on, it will put you to sleep.
Do they realize he's got torture porn yet?
No, I don't think so yet.
Wait, no, suicide porn, not torture
porn. They found his hard drive.
Ooh. Here's where they realize he had suicide porn. Oh no.
Oh, we gotta leave the suicide kid.
This movie shouldn't be called Chat Room, it should just be called Suicide. It
should be called Fuckers with Internet.
Can that be the new name of our podcast?
Fuckers with Internet?
Yes.
I don't think so, because what if we don't have the internet?
Well, to run this podcast, we do have to have the internet. Don't we?
Technically, it would help.
I mean, this isn't like back in the day when I could just like ram it into people's heads on Neptune.
Right.
And they could just go up to people and, like, put info stickers on their heads.
Indeed.
Have you ever had an info sticker on your head?
No. I'm from Earth, remember?
Oh, well, you should really try an info sticker. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever something you want to know
Nymphomarlo.
About?
Nymphomarlo.
That's a dog name.
Yes, but that's not really the pill. It's Nimbarolol. There's not really a Marlowe in there, but it just looks like it.
But anyway, what I'm saying is, you should try an info sticker.
Okay.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, look. Hey, mods.
Just
here. This is what happens when you, go to the chat room and it gets shut down. Like, Gustavo would come in and start beating people up and
there's
take.
Swift mods?
Yeah. Hey, oh no.
Why are they crying?
Because their kid was looking at somebody jumping out a window. And they're like, oh hey, you got suicide porn. That's cool. You like to watch people die. That's not.
How come, like, in British things, they all have figure model wooden thingies? I want to know something, and this is for our British listeners. Are all British houses equipped with, like, little wooden British figure models? You just have to have them?
Yes. Yes, they are. This is when you realize, hey, you know what? I'm a kid. I got my privileges revoked. Shit, what have I done? What have I done with my life?
I'm a terrible person. I don't deserve to live.
Yeah, then, but of course, since he's, like, not sort of the bad guy, but the driving force of fucked up things in this movie.
No, he's a bad guy.
He eventually realizes that he's not as stymied as, his parents had hoped.
Well, yeah, doesn't he, like, go and buy a laptop or something?
Something ridiculous like that. He borrows it from someone else.
Or he has a laptop or something.
Right.
Because it's something. Oh, yeah, it's just right there. Like.
Right there on top. Oh, wait, what's the gun?
It's like, really? Do you just happen to have
everything you need?
Yeah.
Oh, he pulled out that. My sexy backup phone. I love my iPhone.
Yeah, it's like, I'm under the impression that iPhones and laptops are expensive.
I was operating on the knowledge that iPhones and laptops and stuff are expensive. Because they are.
I'm just saying, like, your Earth is weird.
Yes.
Your equipment is expensive.
Yes, it is. And more just staring.
Sitting. Slowly staring.
Listening and then smiling.
I think she's trying to, like, seduce him. I think she's trying to talk him into, like, making out, and he's just kind of...
Hey, hey, hey.
You're getting distracting from killing.
I gotta go do shit to people.
I'm gonna go, like, slaughter your enemy for you.
Imogen Poots, I have come to be a douchebag. That's what he's saying.
I'm way too excited about this.
And like, oh, he's a little suicide voice and this thing. His mom's not too happy.
Moms are never happy, though.
Yeah, but he's all sick because he's sick.
Yeah, that's junky sweats for you.
Yeah. And then coloring.
With Dad.
Yes, that's...
Obviously he came back or didn't run away yet.
Obviously he didn't run away yet.
Happy moment. Yay!
We haven't gone to the zoo yet. Yes.
Aww.
What?
I never want to go to the zoo.
Yes, if I take you to the zoo, I'm just going to leave you in one of the aqua tanks. So they already say, hey, Lacuna, let's go to the zoo.
No.
You know what that means?
No.
We're going to look at polar bears. Aw, yeah.
Can we also visit the reptile house?
Of course.
Yay.
I mean...
Okay, why does he have a gun in the chat room?
Because, like, hey, he's trying to illustrate a point.
And look like a douchebag?
And look like a douchebag. Because most douchebags on the internet look like douchebags all the time. Because they're like, hey, I'm a douchebag. My personality is that of a douchebag.
And when Jean Poo's like purple?
Yes.
And herself.
Well, yeah, isn't she like a model or something?
Yes. And she has really big mouth when she yells. Ow.
Yeah, she does. And he just picks up a glass of wine off the floor. I mean, really, even
that's
on the internet.
That's to do on the internet.
Yeah, I mean.
Non-drugged.
Yes, you can't get roofied on the internet.
You can't?
Yes, the internet cannot roofie you.
Oh. I was under the impression you could be.
No, apparently not.
Oh. There goes my Saturday.
Yep, getting roofied by the internet?
Yes.
Indeed.
I wanted to get roofied by the internet.
I always want the internet to do something awesome.
It makes me less scared of my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, next movie we're doing, we need something like
it's gonna
action.
Be terrible.
It's gonna be terrible. Somebody's got a fucking diet, that's all I gotta say.
Yes.
Oh, we have something to pick out, don't we?
I think we do, actually.
Yes. So we're talking about, how bad this movie is, we're talking about the next one. While we're in the middle of watching this one, because this one is so dreadful.
I don't know. It's not dreadful, it's just...
Foreshadowing?
Yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, Svengoolie does it all the time.
Yeah,
next week on Svengoolie, next week on Svengoolie.
Yeah, because commercial breaks.
Yeah. Well, just because I can't get the Vern song guy to sponsor us. Dance! There you go.
This movie would be so much better if there was actually some, you know, dancing involved.
Like I'm making out?
No.
Oh.
Digital therapy.
Aww.
Isn't that right?
Pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
To me.
Oh. Can't wait. Well, then you don't have to carry the thing.
I didn't.
Do you talk?
No.
Yes.
No. Why is this girl looking nervous?
I don't know.
And why is she drinking wine outside the chat room now?
Maybe she, like, grabbed the digital one?
No.
What? So, yes. So, yes. And more of the same. I think really, it's like the only thing I'm able to find about this movie.
That's like creepy owl spot.
Yeah.
No, seriously, there's this thing that you can play with on the internet, owl spot.
Right.
Where you can go talk to it.
Mhm.
And it'll talk to you. It looks like that.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah. There's also,
And then, hey, suicidal, you know, guy on the antidepressants who I conned you to get off of me. You know, it's great watching people kill themselves.
There's also John Lennon bot. And Jack the Ripper bots.
There are a lot of robots on the internet.
I like them.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying there are a lot of robots on the internet.
They're my friends.
Yes.
They will talk to me. Saucy Jack tells me to kill you.
Well, Saucy Jack's an asshole. Don't listen to him.
But Saucy Jack said I had one blue eye.
Yes. Your point?
I just want to kill you, like you said.
It's okay.
I have to see what he does.
No. Don't listen to robots.
Don't bring up the internet.
I'm not bringing up the internet. Apparently, staff supports like to chop up every so often in the middle of the movies. Say, hey, you want to do? Let's get on Skype. Like, we're not doing call-ins right now. Thank you. It's not really a live show. It's kind of like a...
Like, only two people want a guest on our show ever.
Yeah. I keep telling, you know, Kevin Smith, we're busy, we can't fit him into our schedule, but he just keeps asking and asking.
Yeah, I know. And she keeps desperately wanting to, like, have sex with this guy, and he keeps saying no, and the more I keep watching scenes between these two, the more I'm nervous my boyfriend is going to try to get my friends to kill me.
Yes. Or kill each other, doing things.
Mostly me, because he's got to hate me by now.
Well, I'm trying to think about that too much. There's just so much talking in this movie.
I'm pretty sure it's a Quentin Tarantino film.
It has to be. Or like... Some British guy, like, you know what's great? I love Quentin Tarantino. But you know what? He fucking does too much of his movies. How can I do even less? You know what's great? Yeah, we'll take this play. Because if you didn't know, this was originally based on a play of the same name. There you go, there's your trivia.
The one piece of trivia
that we can find on this piece of shit.
It's not bad. I love this movie. But it terrifies me because I'm dating someone from a chat room.
Yes, but you also have to be like, oh, hey, you know, it's great. It's just people talking. And one of them's an asshole. And is going to manipulate everybody he sees and to be like, oh, hey, I like your 11-year-old sister. Or, oh, hey, you know what, killing myself might be a good idea. Or, hey, I'm gonna spit poop on my mom's car because I hate her. oh, hey, I'm gonna fuck you, Imogen Poots. Fucking you on the internet, that's what I wanna do. What I wanna do.
He's like, I just wish this was Jerry the Vampire.
Oh no. I never thought he'd digitally kiss me.
Oh, God.
I just digitally kissed her.
This is so boring. I could be, like, reading,
I could be doing I could be doing anything else at this moment right now. I could be doing anything.
But I have to be here.
And I feel like really the theme of this whole movie is I could be doing anything else in my life, but instead I'm doing this.
I thought his brother was supposed to be dead.
I think wasn't his brother actually dead, or...
Was
it his mom?
Cartoon say his brother was dead?
Yeah, you can't trust a sociopath's cartoon. Especially when it's, like, covered in the Black Death and festering boils and time travel to get Einstein and Hawking and some dude.
But I trust Doctor Who.
Well, yes, but he isn't with a magic cape, and he isn't going to get a magic vaccine from the future to combat the Black Death.
But he could.
He could, but he doesn't.
I still think this is J.K. Rowling.
Probably heavily modeled after her.
Like, what if her kids actually hated her? Or... One of them liked her because, you know, she wrote a book about him. The other one was kind of, like, angry and liked chat rooms.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go, Mom.
There you go.
Right,
you get a kiss and a hug. Look at that.
Ew, I didn't sign up for the hug. It's fine.
No.
That's the look like animals give you when you hug them. They don't really want to be hugged, but they're doing it because they love you or they're, you know.
You feed them.
Yeah, it's like, okay, fine. Forever.
What is that?
That's murder.
You don't talk.
That's our cousin.
Since when?
It's a secret.
Then why are you doing it on a show?
Shh.
People are gonna know now.
Nobody ever believes you.
Like all five people who listen to our show.
Yeah. She does that. And then,
hey,
I see you've been watching the murders. The suicide.
What
do you want
to
talk about it? Oh, and
what?
Then
you you have a phone? What the hell is wrong with you? So I'm running away and I'm shaking my phone, but there's nothing you can do about it. I gotta call for a punk.
Yeah. Damn. Only ends poorly.
Yeah, well.
Yep, even more and more.
Mom's disapproving sidelong glance was, more than he could bear.
Yep.
And really why he snapped and decided to do what happens. He's like, hey.
Oh, hey, look, I got mail.
Algie! It says kill myself.
Oh, hey, a movie within a movie.
More
and Gandhi says...
Wow, Gandhi. Ooh. Why is Mary Poppins his mummy?
Because Mary Poppins is the devil?
I wish Gandhi was my dad. No, that's not true. Why did he stick arrows in his eyes?
Because he's peacefully accepting things. And his daddy's being mommy.
That's really bizarre.
Everybody loves watching Gandhi puppet fuck. That's really the long story short of this.
And why are they ball jointed paper dolls? And he's claymation.
Adopted.
I think that's what they're trying to show. Maybe.
Quite possibly.
This is crazy.
Yep.
Just candles.
And saucers. He's so sad. He's like Cameron from Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
Oh.
When he's like six, I can't go to school because I'm sick. Ferris. I'm going to run around the city with you because I've got nothing better to do. I don't want you to kill yourself. All these things, Fred Durst with guns.
Well, Fred Durst with guns is pretty awesome. Fred Durst with guns. Fred Durst with guns.
Fred Durst with guns. Durst with guns.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Gorillas,
You're safe.
You're safe. This time.
Yes. However, kittens with guns. Kittens with guns. Totally works.
Maybe.
Cats with guns.
Yeah.
He's bent over like they're all gonna spank him. That's what it sort of looks like.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, by the way.
By the way, we're all gonna get up and we're all gonna spank you. And Cassie still looks like she's not eating now. totally, totally true.
Yep.
And, like, really, all she's got to do is slap on some red lipstick and get her hair, like, 2 shades lighter, and she'd have me, like, totally suckered into believing that she wasn't eating fully again.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
It's sad, like, because watching Skins and watching this, I was thinking Imogen Poots is actually, the Walker character.
The Walker character?
Yeah.
Cassie?
Yes. Is that what I said?
No, you said Walker.
No.
Or one girl.
Well, I think my finger might have slipped because I was thinking the 10 pieces you would need and then the little bit extra.
You are so weird.
Yeah.
You are so tired.
Yeah,
he looks like they're all gonna, like, spank him or something. Are they all gonna spank him?
The movie would take a dramatic turn for the more interesting if they did.
This is like the 12 people you don't want to meet in heaven. At least that's that guy and not, like, the writer dude's kids. Writer lady's kid. I'm totally not here.
Yeah. Nobody in this movie is here. Everything's all phoned in. Which is funny enough, considering that it is about...
It's typed in.
Yeah. Always gotta make sure, see where you can get it if you can.
I'm gonna slap you. Cause I can. Now, which one of them is gonna get slapped? Well?
Yes?
Which one is gonna get slapped?
They're gonna slap each other at the same time. Definitely. Nah, she's probably gonna slap him. He seems like a slappable guy.
Yeah. Except... Wait a minute!
Uh-oh. Wait for it.
Wait for it! Oh no! I didn't do it. I'm just really confused by, like, what's going on with all the models.
Oh, there's the one, and Imogen Poots doesn't like her at all, because she's a bitch. Imogen Poots is less of a bitch, apparently. So,
by what standard?
Model standards.
Right.
So
because Imogen Poots ate a hamburger once?
Yes. So she gets back into the business aspect of it, and she's like, hey, can you, make me,
an offer I can't refuse, a chili sandwich, open face club?
Something like that. Open face club. Oh.
Why are you watching this? Why?
Dude. Look. I done some fucked up things.
I wanna... No. No. No.
Yeah. No. There's, coming out the
heat. Now here's where I review.
Look. He's upsetting us all. That shit's gonna happen if you listen to him. We had a little Garden of Eden here, man. He's the serpent. He made the garden. He put the name on the room.
Oh, God. Hermione fucking is that?
It's a god serpent, man.
When did you get all old hippie dude from that 70s show?
Said 15 seconds ago.
No, and I'm cold.
Oh? Shall I fire up the blister coils?
No, just the Tesla coil.
No, Tesla coil is going to warm you up.
Yes, it will.
Oh, fine.
Just pop it in. Oh.
And then the light show was all light testing. It's kind of creepy when he shows up though. He's like, oh, hey, look, pop.
Well, yeah, because I mean, that's kind of how a chat room is though. And
yeah.
People just appear.
Yeah, so I was thinking like a thing here. The disconnect is like,
I'm running.
Like, where you just pop off, you just log off too. That's the funny part. Like, oh no, we gotta stop this guy.
I'm Condoleezza Rice Girl!
Crazy shit's happening. Follow me down the hallway. No, look, running down the hall. Because you run down so many halls when you're on the internet, I just don't remember.
I always do.
Yes.
There's a place I go to, and there's a whole thing called Running Down the Hallsville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Always good to know.
Great. I love it.
There's so much running to do. It's like, the doctor would love this movie. There's so many kids to fix, and there's so much running down the hall.
Oh, he couldn't even fix the kids in this movie. He'd be like, you, eat a sandwich. You, eat a sandwich. You, stop wanting that girl. You,
quit being a dick.
Stop being a narcissist jerk. You, get back on your meds. Your dad left you because your mom's a twat. Did I fix everyone? I think I did. Did I?
There's so much confronting.
Yeah, but it's like,
and then it makes the bleed over into real life. Cause shit's about to get real. Frandor, all over the place.
It's Frandor! Do I say it right?
Yes.
Yay! And someday I want to hold a sign like that.
He's me. Oh snap, you is hot. Yep, obviously the man's work keeps out. You know, just because he wanted to, like, bang his little sister. They come to, like, things like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's inappropriate.
I'll get over it.
It's just, no,
I mean, it probably is just a proximity thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, if your sister turns 18, though.
I'd have to think it is a proximity thing.
Yeah.
Sort of like how you and I had that thing for a couple of weeks, you know, where I was like, you were like trying to figure out how to, you know, how that would work.
Scuba gear. Lots and lots of scuba gear.
Yeah, well. I still don't think that would work.
Probably not. But it makes for a good bit.
Yeah. But, you know, so did mine.
We're good at bits. And then he's good at sitting by the carousel.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And their eyes meet across the park.
And they know they're psychotics together.
And they know.
And they know they're destined to be psychotics together.
And the rest of their friends get together and like, hey.
Hey.
And at this point, if we really don't want this boy to mess up, why are you not yelling, "Don't be a twat! Don't be a twat!"
Because, you know, you don't know that he just got a gun. You just put, like, maybe, like, some package. He hates littering. So he's like, "Hey, I want to pick up that package from that guy. Pick it up off the ground."
Yeah, but I would still start yelling, "Don't be a twat." Because, I mean, that just sounds great. In fact, I might just start yelling that at people if I ever get outside the house again.
Yes. That won't be awkward at all.
I just greatly decreased my chances of leaving the house, haven't I?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe just a little bit.
Okay. My point is, if they're all in the outside world, why the hell do they keep going back to this chat room?
Because it's the name of the movie. Everything revolves around this chat room. Plus, how was it get fast Imogen Poots?
Oh, sweet, sweet Imogen Poots. Now, is his point to kill himself, or...?
Himself.
Oh, okay.
Because, guy, he's like, "Oh, hey, I've been getting off and watching people kill themselves.
I don't want to watch you do it."
For reals. Free time.
Yeah.
On my phone.
Yes, I'm going to watch you do it, and then I'm going to save the MPEG. That's a thing, right?
Yes.
Is it a movie thing?
I
am learning more about your culture every day.
Yes, now if we're going to teach you like something useful like history or science.
And MPEG is science.
Yes, it is. And so then, I put the gun right under the neck and he's like...
That wouldn't kill you. That would just like, you know, gay kissing. Gay kissing.
Yes, that's the real reason, ladies and gentlemen. Being the gay.
Oh, that wouldn't kill you either.
Well, he doesn't really know how to kill himself. He just assumes that. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Check that out. Look. We're all in random internet rooms. Oh.
How did it... Wait, I'm...
He's still... Remember, he's still on the potty. Yep, on the potty, with a gun on his head. But
he's in the pink room, too.
Yes, but he's on the pink room, so he's actually... It's more hilarious if you realize that in the real world, he's not just, like, yelling at him. But he's actually sitting there typing at a computer going, "I hate you! You're a horrible person!" Or whatever he says. Yep, see, I'm getting rid of the gun.
And he just did damage to a laptop for no apparent reason.
Well, he's not particularly...
So, is it custom when you break up with your internet boyfriend to break your laptop, too?
No, it's pretty non-standard to do that.
Okay.
If you do, it could hurt. If you don't, people can draw around it. It's not that big a deal.
I just want to know so that if that should happen, if this movie successfully freaks me out enough, I don't have to break my laptop?
No.
Should I put my laptop in the freezer tonight so I'm not afraid?
Maybe. It could also help its processors run faster.
Ooh.
As we've learned from, like, you know, Futurama and Highlander.
I think I will put my laptop in the freezer.
Okay.
I think that is what I will do. I will put my laptop in the freezer so I'm not scared. It will freeze my boyfriend and keep him from trying to get my friends to kill me.
That'll be fun. Frandor.
No, this isn't Frandor. I can honestly say Frandor is a lot smaller than this.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I don't think they have any bridges either.
Yeah, Frandor, no bridges.
No bridges in Frandor. You think this Venice? Yeah, you're locking myself. Guys!
Go away!
Tag, you're it!
Go away, Rippy asshole!
Yep.
Why does nobody help this kid?
Oh, because everybody's got the whole not my problem thing going on.
Yes, but if I saw a kid running like this, I would be like, do you need help? Do you need anything? Or I'd be like tripping the dude, like, chasing after him.
There we go. Hell yeah, that. Go.
And I'd make it look like, you know, an accident. I thought that was the original girl that was all like, hey. You know, the goth girl from the beginning. Aww.
Yeah, they catches up with him.
No way would that work. In real life, the guy would have caught him and been like, the old dude would have caught him and been like, I'm older than you and you're gonna listen to me and eat these lima beans.
Yes.
Right?
Lima beans.
Because adults just carry lima beans around, correct? Yes?
I told you, yeah. Lima beans.
Okay.
Not just scrambling for a gun. And boom in the face like some unsuspecting drag queen.
Oh, there you go, MG. Always there to save the day. Woo!
And everyone hates this guy.
Woo! And they've got the police.
Yep.
At least somebody's got the police. Yeah, I think he jumps off instead of gets arrested.
Yes. That's not an exciting culmination of the movie. When you fuck up so bad, you start fucking up other people's lives, the only answer is jumping off the building.
Well, to some kids, that is the only answer. No matter what the question is. Could be,
yeah.
Did you see Johnny today? Jump off the building. Did you fail the math test? Jump off the building.
Yep.
At least if, you know, teen dramas have taught me anything. Jump off the building. You know. Always jump off the building.
When in doubt, jump off the building, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why whenever I have my next crisis, I'm going to jump off a building. I can't believe people are actually crying over this guy being dead. I mean, yeah, it's pretty horrific, but he just tried to kill that dude.
Yeah.
On my planet, we would feast on his remains.
Our planet, too. Just stupid about it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait.
Yes.
Wait. What? Did they just...
And that's it! Yeah, all of a sudden, for no reason.
Did they just say he's alive?
Let's go back. Let's clarify the ending here, because we're on the credits now. Look at these. We're back here. We're back a little bit while he's...
No, he gets hit.
Yep. Oh, okay, we're right. Let's see, we're moving back. He drops the gun.
No, I'm pretty sure he gets hit.
Yeah.
Gets hit.
Yep. I don't think it killed him though. Might have crippled him.
Way to go, kids.
Yep.
Cassie's like, I'm going back to anorexia. It was much easier.
Yes, Cassie skins so much more sense.
Yeah, fuck it. It's the drugs.
And then fine, Imogen Poos just there. Confused.
But the ending makes no sense. For those of you that don't remember, we're going over the end again.
I think it's more along the lines of it's like the lasting effect as much as just him.
Okay.
And we did it!
Woo.
Oh my god, we made it through. What the fuck was the weekend?
Chat room.
It was difficult. Oh.
Oh my god, was it difficult?
We done it. We're so strong.
We love you.
Alright, next time I promise we'll do something with a bit more meat and some bones and probably possibly some rending of flesh. This is Jack Danjo.
Lacuna Noir.
Good.
Signing off and hoping my internet boyfriend doesn't kill me or anyone else.
And you're finally going to get some real legitimate sleep. Good night.